They're not charging me for that. Today is November 21, 2008.
A random noodle update!
From theramennoodle.com.
Before I lose my voice again, which I did just a few weeks ago after recovering from a cold, and now I think I somehow got a cold again, and so my throat is a little scratchy, I wanted to get a new podcast out here for you. Because I have something to tell you. Hold on, let me get my soapbox. Okay, I'm back. No, I didn't really get a soapbox. And yes, that was just me banging around on my desk and table and peanut butter jar here. No, it's not the same peanut butter jar from a previous episode. It's a different one. Anyway, you know that I love free stuff. After all, that's what my last episode was about. But I forgot to mention in that episode that one of the new things that I'm getting for free is cable TV. Since I live alone, I don't really watch a TV. Now, I watch several TV shows, but I'm a geek. So I watch it through websites like Hulu.com, ABC.com, CBS.com, Adobe Media Player, all of these great, free, legal ways to watch TV shows through the internet. But when one of my local cable representatives called me to make an offer, I had to reconsider some things. Right now, I get cable internet for $40 a month. No taxes, no extra charges, just $40 a month, and I have my own modem. This representative was calling me to say, "Hey, look, here's what I can offer you. We're calling our customers, our current internet-only customers, to offer them basic cable. Here's how it would work. I'll lower your internet bill from $40 a month to $30 a month, and then let you have basic cable service for only $10 a month. So your bill will remain the same, but you'll get basic cable on top of that." So I said, "Sure, I'll sign up for it." Now, several times I asked, "Are you sure this is the way it works? Let me repeat this to you, make sure I understand." And he said, "Yes, this is the way it works." Okay, great. No activation fee, no setup fee. Bill wouldn't even change at all, but I get free cable TV. Basic cable TV. So why not? It's free, right? So they came, installed it. The installer wanted to charge me $10 for installation. No, there's no way. He called the cable company and cleared it up with them, and they said, "No, since he's already a current customer, he's just upgrading his service. Don't charge him the installation fee." So that was clear. I turned on the TV twice in the last month. I was certain I would use it to watch the election coverage, but no, there I didn't turn it on either. In fact, the only two times I've turned it on have been just simply to see what channels I can get. That was the first time. And the second time was to see if there was any significant, interesting, important local news. And there wasn't, so it's been turned off since then. So today, I get my cable bill. And it reads right on it, "Thank you for paying on time," it says. That's very nice of them to thank me, because I did pay on time. Normally my bill is $40 a month. This bill says, "Total balance due, $69.31. I flip to the backside and read the details. It says, "Basic cable service," this is a prorated amount here, $4.86. "Basic cable service," now for the next month, $13.25. On page 3, it includes FCC regulatory fee, school tax, and multi-channel video excise tax. I think they meant to say exercise, but I don't watch the exercise channel, so I shouldn't need to pay that tax either. So all total, my bill comes up to $69.31, which is, if you're very good at math, more than I should be paying. So I gave them a call and explained this to them. He said, "Oh, no problem. We'll get this cleared up for you." He said, "Your new bill will be $44.20. Whoa, hold on there. So I went back over it with him. I said, "I'm supposed to get internet for only $30 a month when I add the $10 a month cable service. He said, no, that's not right. We don't have any package like that. That's not correct. Your basic cable service will be $13.25 a month on top of we're lowering your internet bill to $30 a month. So again, I repeated, that's not what I was promised. I was told that it would be $30 a month plus $10 a month. And in fact, I was told there wouldn't be any tax. So I said, okay, please cancel my cable TV service. And you know what surprised me? He must have heard my previous podcasts, or maybe the company knows about me already, but he did not try to transfer me to their, was it customer detention service or retention? One of those people to try and keep me on as a cable customer. No, he just said, okay, I'll make these changes for you. Bye. Sometimes I wonder if the policy of my local cable provider is we're not happy until you're not happy. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy The Ramen Noodle, please consider leaving a comment on the website, theramennoodle.com, T-H-E-R-A-M-E, a couple of N's, a couple of O's, D-L-E.com, or leave a rating and review in iTunes, or email me at theramennoodle.com. And by the way, someone emailed me, so they're going to get an answer in probably the next Random Noodle update. And if you want to leave all sanity behind you, you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/theramennoodle. The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com with a brand new website. Oh, I'm so happy.